Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In today's installment of our Cover to Cover series, Pastor Ed Young delivers powerful messages designed for you and me. In his insightful talk, The Addition of Subtraction, he explores the transformative concept of removing elements from our lives to ultimately enhance and align ourselves with the best God has in store for us. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message called The Addition of Subtraction. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
What is it in your life that you need to subtract? In other words, who or what in your life do you need to subtract, take away, move out? Now that's a pretty convicting question in my life, and I'm sure in your life as well, because all of us can think about things we need to subtract from our lives. Now, there's some good things we should subtract. A lot of people say, I'll subtract carbs from the diet, strokes from my golf game, hours spent in traffic. I mean, that's some good stuff, but how about subtraction that's a little bit negative, you know? That stuff that really messes you up and messes me up. Maybe that toxic attitude, you know? Maybe conflict, too much of it in a friendship or a marriage. Maybe negativity in just your whole vibe as far as how you relate to those in the workplace. Subtraction. I think we should have a attraction to subtraction because God is a God of subtraction. We talk a lot about God and addition. God also is a God of subtraction. Today we're going to look at someone, and this someone was back in the Old Testament. The Bible's broken up into two sections. We know the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is a history of God's people, how God reveals himself to man. Of course, the New Testament culminating with Jesus Christ and the implications of what he did for us on the cross. This story is way back. I'm talking about back in the Old Testament. I'm talking about a guy named Gideon. Just for a second, we're going to put ourselves in his sandals. Because Gideon, this unlikely guy, this just normal guy, you know, Gideon dealt with subtraction. And I think we can identify with a lot of the stuff that God subtracted from his life. Because I'll just go ahead and give you the cliff notes. Like, Gideon was involved in the greatest underdog story ever. You might be thinking, well, man, I'm an underdog and I've overcome this or overcome that. Hey, nothing that we can do in life compares to what Gideon did, but we're going to see God is the one that did it. Sometimes people tell me, they're like, Ed, I want to do something for God. And I get it. I mean, that sounds good. But in reality, we should say, you know what? I want God to do something through me. Well, here's the context of this situation. God's people, the Israelites, the Jews, they had this miraculous history, you know. They had come out of Egyptian bondage. They were free. And then Joshua led them into the promised land. Now, the promised land was packed with people who weren't that good. I'm talking about people who were bad, people who were mean, people who followed all sorts of idols, Baal and Asherah. So God simply said to his people, hey, when you close that real estate deal, push them back, way back. Are you feeling me? Push them out of the promised land. Push them out. Because if you don't push them out, they're going to come back and they're going to mess you up and they are going to open up a can on you and dominate you. So the Israelites, God's people, almost did it. They're like, God, we were almost faithful. Hey, guys, try that in marriage. Honey, I'm almost faithful. It doesn't work. And it didn't work there either. So these people called the Midianites, and these were bad cats, man. These people were like evil. I mean, they were warriors, they were fighters, torture. It was awful. And they were dominating God's people. That is a situation where we find Gideon and the Israelites. They were so scared. This is sad. They were hiding in caves and in giant wine vats that they had dug in the earth. I mean, they were totally subterranean. The Midianites were taking all of their crops, all of their livestock. And here's what the Bible says about this situation. The Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight. So the Lord, right, handed them over to the Midianites for 7 years. Here's something about God. God allows us to face the consequences when we turn our backs on him. And what happens is when we turn our backs on God, like the Israelites, we're like, oh man, I'm gonna worship the gods of the Angerites. I made that up. Lustites, the greedites, the prideites. And we follow them thinking that all that stuff will fill us, but in reality, it leads to starvation. So Gideon, our boy Gideon, and the amazing thing about Gideon is the fact that he was not amazing. Yeah, are you feeling me? The guy was just, I mean, he was cowering in fear. He was in this wine vat doing something that he shouldn't have been doing. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm fearful, I do some weird stuff. Do you? Fear will drive us to do some weird stuff. How about Gideon? He is threshing wheat in a wine vat underground. Threshing wheat, I mean, that's not something we do today, but if you go to the Middle East, as I've been several times, threshing wheat is taking wheat and you're like trampling it. You're sometimes smashing it to separate the wheat from the chaff. Chaff is the useless outer shell of the wheat. So if I'm threshing wheat, it's something I should do outdoors. Well, he's doing that in this whole vibe of being fearful and he's cowering, and all of a sudden, an angel of God shows up. Now, this is unbelievable. Gideon, son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of a wine press to hide the grain from the mean Midianites. All right, he was hiding it because they were taking it. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, This is Bible humor here. You know, the Bible has a lot of humor. Mighty hero, the Lord is with you, you. That's hilarious. This guy was a coward. And God spoke to him and saying, mighty hero. Really? Well, just think about it. God sees things in your life and mine that no one else does, even your mom. Because see, your moms always see the best in us, right? God sees your amazing talent, your gifts, your abilities. God sees what can be. And God, in his equation, because God's a mathematician, God's math always works. He knows whenever you add God, when God is your equation in life, then I'm telling you, your life is going to blow up. Conversely, if we subtract God, like his people did, we face starvation and alienation, and we're cowering in fear.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting The Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
So this angel said, hey, Gideon, I've got an amazing plan and purpose for your life, brother. You are going to deliver God's people from the Midianites. Now, just think with me for a second. I don't have time to get into all the nuances. Do you know how many Midianites and all the other termites were gathered together to take out God's people? Check this number out. 135,000. They were camped in the valley of Jezreel, where, by the way, the final battle will take place. They were camped there, and they were so close to the Israelites could smell their cologne, and they were hiding. They were like, it's over. And here's what Gideon did when the angel said, hey, mighty hero, you're going to deliver God's people from the Midianites. You know what he did? Oh, he threw out all these excuses. Check out what Gideon said. How can I rescue Israel? Oh, no. My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe. I can't do it. No. I'm the least in my entire family. My mommy put on my diapers too tight. And she had, you know, rainbows, and that doesn't do well with me. And I don't know, she read me these nursery rhymes I didn't like, so I'm just weak. Okay, here's Gideon, scared to death, absolutely pitiful. God sees his potential. God goes, hey man, you're a mighty warrior. You are the man to deliver my people from the Midianites, 135,000 of them. Near the end, this is Gideon. He goes from cowering to a man of courage. He divided the 300 men into three groups and gave each man, this is kind of funny, a horn, a clay jar, and a torch. I'm gonna do some fire. That was it. That's what he did. Those were Gideon's weapons to fight 135,000 Midianites. Okay, real quick. Gideon's threshing. He's subtracting, right? The chaff and the wheat, subtracting the wheat from the chaff, which is foreshadowing his life of subtraction. Then quickly, he goes to his parents' home. and he takes out his father's idols, Baal and Asherah. Then he goes through some other gymnastics, and then God says, all right, Gideon, send out a mass email and bring up every fighting man possible to take out the Amalekites, which is a pretty major leadership move. I mean, here's Gideon getting together 32,000 guys. I mean, that's serious, isn't it? So 32,000 people show up, and Gideon's like, all right, okay. I mean, 32,000, let me see, 135,000. Now we got 32,000. So, I mean, that's not a great ratio. Well, you know, I've got God on my side, Gideon was saying, plus 32,000. God goes, whoa, I'm not through. There's some more subtraction I want you to do, Gideon. Tell the guys, if anybody's scared, they can leave. What, God? Yeah, if they're fearful, they can go home to their wives and girlfriends. So Gideon's like, excuse me. If anyone is scared, I know you won't do it. You'll go home. Guess how many bolted? 22,000 left the 32,000, leaving the G-man 10 grand. That's it. Here's another principle. Whenever you do what God wants you to do, you're going to have fallout. You will have people to leave. When you take a hill, certain people will leave. God says, go down to the river and tell your boys, Gideon, to take a drink of water. So 300 of the guys knelt down, cupped the water, lapped it like a dog, and looked around at the horizon line. There were people of vision, right? They were checking everything out. Okay, I got it, I got it. 9,700 of them put their face in the water. I mean, they were like taking baths. They didn't care about the person on the right or left. They were just tearing up some water. God says, Gideon, I'm gonna do some more subtraction. You know those 300 dog lappers? They're my boys. They're my warriors. Tell the other guys to go on home. Gideon. He's probably going, God, 300. Come on, God. God said to Gideon, hey, Gideon, 300 plus one, me. Because when you add me and give your life to me, every nerve, every sinew, you always have the advantage. You don't get it, Gideon, but you do. But Gideon was still fearful. He was still, oh no, 300 people. It's what God did. God said, sneak down to the enemy camp, 135,000, and listen. So Gideon snuck down to the enemy camp. Wah, 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 wah. What song's that? Thank you. And the enemies, the Midianites, started going, man, I'm afraid Gideon's gonna come and open up a can on us. And it gave Gideon confidence. Here's the principle. When you're doing what God wants you to do, sometimes your enemies will encourage you and bless you. Well, then Gideon had that confidence, and Gideon said, guys, trade in your bows and arrows. Trade in your swords and shields for, this is hilarious, a horn, a jar, and a torch. That was their weapons. Again, and you thought SEAL Team 6 was bad. No, not compared to these guys. So they attacked and they won the battle. 300 took out 135,000 because of the addition of subtraction. The addition of subtraction, separating the wheat from the chaff. The wheat, that solid stuff, you know, from the chaff, that useless stuff that just flies away. Now, let's go over to the New Testament as we close down. The Bible says these words in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verse 17. He, being Jesus, is ready to separate the chaff from the wheat with his winnowing fork. A winnowing fork, you would stick, it's like a pitchfork. You stick the fork in the grain, throw it in the air, the winds would blow, the chaff would blow away, and the wheat would fall to the ground, picking up the wheat. It's about subtraction. Then he will clean up, this is what Jesus is going to do, the threshing area, gathering the wheat into his barn, heaven, burning, hate to say it, but hell, the chaff with never-ending fire. I've got to ask you, again, straight up, are you wheat or chaff? Wheat, you have a personal relationship with Christ. You've made that decision to follow him. You're wheat. You're saved by grace through faith, or you're chaff. Chaff. Oh man, I was born a Christian. That's impossible. That's like me saying, I was born married. No. It's a decision followed by a process. Oh, I'm a good guy or a good girl. You know, I believe. Well, the Bible says the devil believes. Chaff. In fact, Jesus said, and this is a scary verse, that during the judgment, many, Jesus said, will say to me, Lord, Lord, I did this, I did that. And he'll say, you're chaff. So make sure, I beg you, although I can't do it for you, that you have prayed the prayer, that prayer, that wheat prayer, that prayer to ask the Lord Jesus to infiltrate your life, that prayer where you give every nerve and every sinew of your existence, of your soul, to him, that you receive his subtractive work on the cross. Because think about it, God subtracted Jesus from heaven. Jesus lived a perfect life. He died on the cross for our iniquities and sins. He subtracted sin. He was buried for 3 days. Then he subtracted the sting of death and rose again. And he offers you this deal that is unbelievable. The addition of subtraction.
Thank you for joining us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We trust this message has given you hope and strengthened your faith. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time as Pastor Ed continues to encourage and equip you in the purpose and plans God has for your life. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be part of what God is doing through The Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.